This is Tom Bernard. Can't get enough of sports talk with Phil Mackey and Judd Zolgad? Tune in to the new Tom Bernard Show podcast Monday through Friday as Phil and Judd join me to discuss the latest sports headlines and whatever else comes to mind.
Just download the Tom Bernard Show app wherever you get your podcasts or visit TomBernardShow.com. It's another way to get more from me and Judd talking sports and having fun with Tom, and it's all at your fingertips. Download the Tom Bernard Show app now and join the conversation. All right, here he is. He's unchained. He is Royce, presented by Josh Arnold, investment consultant, Mr. Money Talk. Last night, the Timberwolves, they've tried to shoot more threes lately, and it's working here. 21 of 41, the most made threes and the fewest turnovers of any, well, actually third fewest turnovers on the season for the Wolves. So not a bad night in Milwaukee last night.
We're playing Nas a little more. Let's start playing Nas a little more. They played the three big guys together for a while, but he brings, you know, he's dynamic. You know, let's get him on the floor more often. That would be my number one complaint about Finch is there's nights he's only playing 14, 15 minutes. He's got to play, you know. 25, doesn't he?
Yeah, 24 last night. See, like, to me, that's every night that, needs to be at least 24 in some way.
I mean, because he's, you know, some nights he's not going to, you know, it's not going to be his night. That three ball's not going to be falling. But it is amazing to me how good he made himself shooting a three, considering when he came up, you thought, well, I wonder if he can make a layup. He really, you know, he's one of the most improved players in the league and in the last 3 years. And the fact they were able to get him re-signed really shocked me. I'm surprised that, you know, that he took the deal that he got here because he could do a lot of people a lot of good. So let's play him more. And they're actually going to have a press conference this morning, right? For that Morris
It's like Target 1 o'clock. Center. 1 o'clock, Monte Morris.
Well, how come he's not on a plane to L.A.? Isn't he supposed to? When do they play L.A. tomorrow night?
It's a good question. Yeah, is he in for like a physical or something? No, the trade went through.
Yeah, I mean they do have airplanes, so they can fly him out there. But he might, but I don't know. What are you stopping here for? Go to L.A. and
Is he gonna? So he's probably gonna hop like a private jet with A-Rod, maybe. Maybe that's what he's gonna.
Or he could. Oh yeah, because A-Rod's probably going to the Super Bowl or something, right? Stop in Vegas, go to L.A., come back to Vegas, something like that. So that could be, but. Let's you can get the doctor to come in and say cough. that's it. You're good.
Is that what the physical is?
They poke you in an uncomfortable place and tell you to cough. That's the whole damn thing. That's good enough, right? We don't need to. But I'm interested to see what he brings to the table. You're all in on him, Phil.
It's not all in terms of like a franchise savior, but in terms of he fixes the things that you need to be fixed. Yes. I'm in. Yes. I'm in on it. He shoots. And, he doesn't turn it over.
And Tyus would have been nice, but Tyus a little expensive for that backup role. And, if the guy plays good. And he's still only, 28 or something, you can sign him for a couple. He's not going to break the bank here. He could be a $10 million backup for a couple of years too. So I've always said sometimes when you play terrible, it's because you don't make shots. And when you play great, you make shots. And that's what they did last night. They made a lot of shots, which is a really good way to play basketball. Everybody's got the big tiebreaker in all their sports, goaltending, pitching, football, turnovers, quarterback, but in the NBA, in basketball, it's making shots.
It's kind of amazing that they're not a great shot making team, and they're still sitting here 20 games over. There's also, and we'll go over this on Flagler and Hollis today for those of you listening. So there's like five or six really good shooters on the buyout market too that they could get access to. Like Danilo Gallinari was waived yesterday. There's guys like Joe Harris. There's guys like that just sitting out there in the buyout market.
Isn't it interesting that this this, of all places, would become a buyout target. The guys on the buyout contract on the deals that say, yeah, Minnesota, yeah, I'll go there.
We're going to turn guys away. We don't have roster space for all these guys.
It's the new Wolves, Patrick.
The last time this would have happened, 2004, there was no such thing as the buyout market, because some guy had a $150 million contract, and they told him he could go anywhere he wanted to, you know, so yeah. They got rid of him, so. This little trip, you know, this one and then the Clippers game, this had a potential to be a nice little losing streak here. So
a split here now and then take care of business against one of the two they did, and then go beat Portland a couple times and whatever happens against the Clippers.
No tees for Ant or Cat, right? No tees last night. So. When you're 30,
no reason for them.
When you're 30 ahead, you can't complain too much. So,
but it is funny. Like you nailed it a couple days ago with the Finch Tom Thibodeau comparison. So last night, and so Monte Morris obviously hasn't joined the team yet, and Jordan McLaughlin was out with an injury. And so rather than last night being an opportunity to go, maybe we'll try Wendell Moore for 10 minutes or Josh Minot, Finch says, nope, 8-man rotation. Everyone's playing 35 minutes.
And then in the last 5 minutes, some of them got in. I want to see Miller, man, although another big guy, and you already got enough big guys, but that's the guy I'm.
He can score, man. He can't play any defense, even in the G League, but he can score.
I am glad that they didn't throw him in, because there were rumors that if you were going to trade for Tyus or something, he was one of the guys you had to give up. But I'm anxious to see him. What are we going to do about Jaden McDaniels, though? Just let him play defense and be kind of a dunderhead. Is that it? I mean, he's overpaid, man. He's overpaid.
You know, it's funny because this year he still only makes like whatever it is. Yes. $3 million or $4 million. So like, that's fine for the price. Right. But when he starts making 25 or whatever it is next year, you're just going to need a rebound once in a while. You're going to need 15 points. You know,
it can't just be you guard guys. Well, it's gotta be more than that. You gotta make that corner three when they leave you wide open, which they, most of the time they do. So, he's got to add to his game, and he's what? Is he a year ahead of Ant, right?
He's 23.
But in experience-wise?
But I think he's a year. Let me check here. So, yeah, he's definitely a year older. He's 23 years old. And he was in the 2020 draft, 28th overall. So, yeah, they were the – or was he a year? Well, he might have been a year before. No, he was the same draft. Anthony Edwards was number one in 2020. Yeah.
You mentioned my poor guy Tibbs. Brunson's hurt. The guy they got from Toronto's hurt. Randall's hurt. The center's hurt. Robinson, he just traded for guys, but he had like a 6-man rotation last night when he was getting his head handed to him by Dallas. So
didn't bug Tibbs though. He just played the guys. He just played about the five guys and said, "Let's go, boys.
Up.
Let's go."
Didn't give up. Yeah, that Hartenstein. That Hartenstein, the center there, comes in and said, this nice guy, let him play 20 minutes. Tim's got him playing 35 most nights, you know.
This is great. He had some of these guys. So he had, Achua played 41 minutes.
Yes.
Miles McBride played 45 minutes last night for the Knicks. And then Dante DiVincenzo played 43 minutes.
Yes, and they were beat, you know, they were like, with 8 minutes to go, 10 minutes to go, they were hammered anyway, but he still kept playing them. Maybe, you know, maybe Luka will have a heart attack and won't be able to finish the game, and then we can win it or something.
Is Taj still there?
They brought him back.
I know.
He played 22 minutes last night.
Awesome.
They brought him back, let him go when they made the trade with Toronto, and then just brought him back when everybody got hurt. He probably stays in Tibbs condo, the extra bedroom or something, right? Ready to go, whatever he said.
It's great, man. It is hilarious. By the way, the Mavericks were not much different last night, and the Mavericks have their full roster, they made a trade, but they played like a 7-man rotation for most of the night too. So, those guys were tired.
It was a very, everybody was complaining because there weren't any trades before the deadline day, but the NBA got pretty active on deadline day.
A ton of like role players. There's probably 12 different role players that were, maybe even more than that, that were,
you know, and in a lot of ways, I think everybody feels the title is more wide open than it generally is. The Celtics are good, but they're not a lock. And, you know, it's, you know, you can go out in the first round and you can make it to the finals. I think it's a pretty well balanced up and down league right now. The thing about the playoffs is, though, you usually know your guys are usually going to play. They're not going to come up with some phony baloney excuse for not playing. They're going to, you know, any kind of little injury is not going to keep them out. So in the
playoffs, I wouldn't put it past Kawhi for like a game two load management, first round, maybe just first round load management.
Zion.
Yeah.
Is he still playing? Is he still bad? He's going to equal his previous NBA total games played
until he stubs a toe.
Yeah, it is incredible.
They are really good though. Like the Pelicans, when they put their full team out there,
they are.
There's some teams in the West that you don't really want to face in the first round if you can help it.
They have McCollum, right?
They just a couple nights ago they beat the Clippers. Excuse me. Zion did play 35 minutes in that game, so there you go. Mm-hmm. But CJ McCollum hit a bunch of threes. So yeah, when they're healthy, they're tough.
Still, maybe Flip's worst move ever. Everybody said, "Okay, who went eighth? That guy with then." So okay,
Jamal, the Jamal Murray or no, that was Tibbs.
No. Tibbs screwed that one up. But he was drafting ninth, and everybody projected McCollum to be the guy, and instead he made the or whatever he was drafting, seventh or eighth. McCollum was supposed to be the pick. Everybody had McCollum being the pick, and he traded for
Shabazz Muhammad, right?
Shabazz and
Gorgie Jang. Yep, that was Gorgie the Shabazz Gorgie Jang.
And he could have had McCollum here for 10 years shooting threes and making them.
And Giannis went right the pick after Shabazz Muhammad. Giannis.
That was a bit of a mistake.
Rudy Gobert went a couple picks after Gorgie Jang in the first round of that draft.
Well, the funny thing is Shabazz had personally given Tubby Smith an NCAA victory right before he got fired by stinking it out for UCLA, being awful. Flip was telling buddies of his, that guy's terrible. And then he drafted him. I don't know what
I thought Trey Burke was on the radar there for a while. Weren't the Wolves? Well, did the Wolves initially draft Trey Burke and then they traded him?
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
They technically drafted him. Yeah.
But they ended up with Shabazz, who nobody wanted. But, yeah.
Isn't it funny how these drafts play out? Like the fact that Giannis goes 15th and Rudy Gobert goes 27th. Those are two first ballot Hall of Famers, the two best players in that draft.
Yes.
And I don't know, because they were like gangly European players that you got like your European scout.
And meanwhile, you can draft Michael Olowokandi first, right? Wasn't he first overall?
He was first overall. The Clippers drafted him first.
And who was the other guy, the big guy that was the worst first overall?
Well, that's the draft we're talking about. Anthony Bennett was first overall.
Anthony Bennett. Anthony Bennett.
Wolves got him for a while.
They did. At one point, the Wolves had Bennett, Wiggins, and Kat. They had three number one overall picks, right? Yep. And did they have Derrick Rose too on that same team? Did they?
I think it was the later team. I don't know.
They had a lot of top picks.
Yeah. That's
who you got on Sunday, Royce?
Chiefs. I think I like the Chiefs have demonstrated to me that they aren't the same team I saw for the first 10 or 11 games of the year, because somehow this defense turned out to be good. I don't know how they did that. But it can't just be Chris Jones coming back. But I mean, the defense is. How about Pat Mahomes? The MVP votes comes out yesterday. He's getting like 1/4 and 1/5. And really, people? I mean, come on now. With the collection he was playing, I'm not saying he should have been the MVP this year, but, you know, he got no votes. And the fact that the defense has had to carry him for 3, 4, 5 weeks while he found a receiver other than Kelsey and the running game. I don't know. I just kind of like Kansas City. I don't know. I might go over to the bar and watch it with the Kansas City fans over in there's a bar over in next door that I might.
In Fort Myers? Which bar is
not
it?
Not in Fort Myers. No, it's over in what's the blue collar town next door? I can't remember what the hell.
Kate, is it one of the, what is it? Cape something?
I don't know. I stayed over there once. Anyway, there's a bar over there. I went over to watch the first half there a couple of years ago when that's the one that got beat by these guys. They got beat that year by these guys. But I don't think you know, you like a lot of their talent and, you know, Dabo and McCaffrey, but I don't think they're great. I think the Chiefs will win, but I wouldn't. What's the number? San Francisco 1.5, 2, something like that.
Yeah, the Niners are favorites still.
Yeah, what a couple of points. Mm-hmm. You know, they've always had, and in Vegas itself has always had an incredible amount of money because it's so close to the Bay Area, and the other casinos there that bet on the 49ers through the years, the Cowboys, of course, but then also the 49ers are also bet very heavily out there. So,
yeah,
I don't know. I don't know if that moves the number. I don't really know what moves the number because there's so much betting that's not done in Vegas now that,
well, for this game too, I don't know. There's so many bet, the volume of bets coming in, you'd have to have some monster money coming in to really move this line, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I am sure. But, yeah, it's what time are we going to kick off? Anybody know when the ball will be in the air?
It's always kind of like around
is the listed time, but I'm guessing 5:42 at the earliest.
Yeah. Okay, so 5:30 Central. Okay.
Yeah, 6:30 your time.
But we still have to have foreplay after that. Is the anthem sung by
foreplay is important, Pat?
Yeah. Reba McEntire is doing the anthem. And it's expected to be a little snappier.
Okay. Okay. But
and that probably happens at like 2:00, right? Because then they got to enter.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't watch any of the pregame. None ever. I can't stand it. We can't make any more out of this. But I suppose if you're at a party and it's a Super Bowl party and you're drinking with people, you got to have it out of the background.
Right? I love when I think Rich Eisen the last few years has like openly made fun of the fact that we're in hour one of our 9-hour NFL Network pregame show here. Send help.
Well, you can't argue with it. It's, you know, the 25 highest rated shows in the history of television, 24 were Super Bowl, and the other one was Kennedy MASH. Funeral or some damn thing, you know, MASH or something, you know, so you can't argue with it, that's for sure.
Yeah. Hey, you know what else you can't argue with? The right place to buy a car. Yeah.
You know, I am down here in Florida and I rented a car, but I did not rent a convertible, and I sold my convertible that the used one that I got from Jim Paul's Valley Group of GM dealers. I love that car. When I sold the place down here, I was tempted to store it, but it would have cost more than the car to store it for a year, right?
That's tough, yeah.
So, but I'm missing my convertible that I got at home. I'm missing it because with the days getting nice down here. Jim Paul, Brett Paul's Valley Group of GM dealers, I've bought 5, 6 cars from them, used cars from them. Relatives have got trucks from them. Good inventory now. I see the good interest rates and a lot of inventory, and you can get yourself a nice truck. You can get yourself 3 varieties of SUVs at least. I was looking at them. The little one. I saw the little one when I was at one of the kids' hockey games a couple of weeks ago. That looked, that could fit in my garage. That looked like
it had. You're going to pull it. You're going to do it, Pat. I can feel it.
It looked like it had potential. So we'll see when I get back. See if I'm gonna go out there and take a good solid look at that smaller SUV. Anyway, Jim Paul, Brett Paul, Valley Group of GM Dealers. My guy's in Apple Valley, and there's also a store on the other side of town in Hastings. You got St. Paul and Minneapolis covered, so you can't do any better.
Yeah. All right, Pat. Enjoy your pitchers and catchers report weekend and your Super Bowl weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
I'm doing a piece today on Austin Martin. Nice kid. And I had talked to him the other day, and he said he was 2 years old, and he was throwing balls up in the air and hitting them with a stick. That's when he became a baseball player. So that's
love it.
Started young, and he's from Jacksonville, and played at a playground there that has had several guys advance to Major League Baseball, including that guy from the Braves, Chipper Jones. So
Chipper Jones. Okay. Yeah. Yes. We're going to need Austin Martin to make his Major League debut, I think, at some point this year for the Twins.
Yes. I said that yesterday, that it's okay to have Willie Castro for a couple of games in center. It's okay to, Nick Gordon, I don't think he'll make the team, but if you need a permanent one, I don't want it to be Willie. Okay, after Buck, let's all pray. Let's all not be pessimistic about Buck. Now, it's impossible. Sorry.
Not even positive Pat can be optimistic.
But he's trying to be as optimistic as possible. So let's see what happens.
Yep. Fingers crossed. All right, hey, Pat.
Oh, I got this.
Yeah.
You know who they're looking for a hitter? I looked him up. He tore up the Winter League. Bring back Kenny Vargas.
What? He tore up the Winter League?
Your infatuation with Kenny Vargas.
Oh, what did he do?
You love him. You try to get hold of him every year. He blows you off now.
Yeah, well, I called him a couple of years ago. He was playing in Laredo, which played half its game in Mexico and half its game in Texas. I talked to him on the bus. I said, I'll call you back tomorrow. He still hasn't answered the phone.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. So wait. So he played. So he's in the Mexican Professional Winter League.
Yes.
Yeah. Playing for
he's played in the Mexican Summer League for a while, but he played in the Winter League. He played 60 games, had 10 home runs, 54 RBIs. Get him up here, left and right.
Yeah, how about this? Right. He's playing for the Aguiles de Mexicali, based in Baja, California. Yeah, he had an OPS of 860. Pretty good.
Yes, he'll draw a walk. Great guy, great human being. Give him a look. Come on.
We'll call you back, but he's a great guy.
Yes, all right. See ya.
All right, thanks, see you, Pat. There he is. Royce Unchained, presented by Josh Arnold.